Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. Your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Starcastic Remarks, the only Dallas Stars fan-led podcast and the official Dallas Stars podcast of the Hockey Podcast Network. We're brought to you by DraftKings. Use that promo code THPN for some free goodies on their app. And me and James are not very excited about the game that we just watched, are we, James?
No, not a very fun game to watch.
No, it was really after the first 10 minutes of the first period, it was just a slop fest from the Stars. So let's just, without further ado, let's get right into the game, you know? So yeah. The first 10, even 15 minutes, I'd say, of the first period, the Stars looked really good. It looked like they were dictating the pace of play. And just in the middle of that great play, there's just a goal from Oliver Bjorkstrand, from Russell Levick and Hoffman. And that was at 5:53 in the first period. That just felt completely against the pace of play, is what I thought, in my opinion. What do you think about it, James?
It definitely wasn't nice to feel, but it's a bad turnover in neutral ice, and it'll get turned back on you quick like that.
And it was too. Like, if you looked at it, we had four guys back, but just no one back checked. And especially, and we're going to pick on this guy a lot tonight, Foxa just made a terribly weak play on that goal, and that was his first of a myriad of bad plays this game. I don't know what was up with him, but he looked bad on every single goal, pretty much.
Yeah,
so
that's also part of, like, him being so good for the past five games. We're going to be paying attention to him more, and you're going to see his mistakes more. And tonight he just didn't have a great game, and he's going to get shelled for it probably.
Yeah, and that's true too. We are paying much more attention to him because of that offensive production. But even if we weren't paying attention to him, it's hard not to see how badly he played. But we'll move along, get into that a little bit more later. But following that goal, we're still playing well, I thought, throughout the game, yeah. Throughout the first period,
yeah.
Up until
I think the first period we hit three posts.
Right, and yeah,
three different people.
Like, right after that goal, pretty much, is when we started putting the pressure on. A lot of it from Gurianov, too. Gurianov had a great first period. I'm not sure exactly how he looked throughout the rest. The game, the third. Oh, are we back, James?
Yep, I'm back.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, cool. So I was just talking about how Gurianov looked really good in the first period, and I wasn't able to watch the second period, yeah. But how did he look in the second?
So Gurianov looked really good tonight, actually. He was hustling, and he was shooting when he needed to shoot, and it was really nice to see. It's just he just couldn't solve the goaltender tonight. I don't know what it was. I mean, goaltender played an amazing game, honestly, especially, I'm going to jump ahead, but especially on that save on Gurry in front of the net, where he was all alone in front of the net.
Mm-hmm.
he's trying to shoot it just over the pad, just under the glove, and the goalie pulls up his pad just and squeezes it shut just in time. It was so sad.
Yeah, and we'll talk about the goaltending and how it feels like the Stars always come up against great goaltending, and if that's really the case, we'll talk about that a little bit more later on. But yeah, so after their first goal, we followed it up with three posts, one of them from Gurry, and some great pressure, especially from Gurry, is what we were talking about. But then at the end of the first period, Columbus comes right back and puts on a ton of pressure as well, mostly due to turnovers by the Stars, and we looked really sloppy by the end of that period. And then going into the second, it looks like nothing changed at all. So
actually, it felt like it got worse almost. And yeah, it just got more sloppy. And from there, honestly, I couldn't tell what was going on. Like, I don't know. I can't specifically pinpoint one thing that the Stars were doing wrong. It just all felt bad.
Yeah, from what I thought is it was a lot of turnovers. A lot of giveaways, a lot of stuff in our own zone and in neutral ice and we couldn't get through into the offensive zone, and we were shooting more. And it's sad to say that we had a lot of shots tonight, and our shots on goal total was still only 32, but we shot a lot more tonight, but it wasn't a lot of getting set up in the offensive zone, especially in the second period. It was a lot of drive by, throw it at the net, hope it goes in. And that obviously didn't work on Merzlikin tonight. And then, yeah, in the second period at 10:39, Gregory Hoffman scores from Bjorkstrand and Radek Foxa, actually. So Foxa has incredibly lazy play in the defensive zone. He gets the puck from the sidewall, and he needs to send it out, and he just doesn't.
Yeah,
and gets pickpocketed from behind by Bjorkstrand. It was just a terribly lazy play.
Yeah, he's just looking for too long and not moving at the same time. It's
lazy
for disaster.
Yeah, there's nothing else you can say about it, really. It was just a lazy play, and it looked embarrassing is what it looked like. It was an embarrassing goal to give up by Foxa. And after that, they called timeout. Is that right, James?
Yep, right after that goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and say what you said in our group chat of why you think we went ahead and called a timeout so early in the game.
What I think happened was Bonus has been getting fed up on the second periods for a long time now. And of course, all of us fans are too. It has been not fun to watch the second period. Every time the first period ends, I'm not gonna lie, I feel like I want to just leave and just go watch something else for 20 minutes. Like, mm-hmm. why? But he's like livid on the bench, dude. He's yelling at the top of his lungs. He's tearing into the Stars, and Bonus doesn't do this, and I don't think I've seen coach take a timeout to actually like just get mad at the players.
Mm-hmm. And he doesn't do it, but I'm so happy to see him do it finally. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't show a ton of emotion, and he doesn't show that he's injecting himself into what the team does a lot, but he did tonight, and I thought him doing that was a really good thing to do, especially when we have the repeated thing of second periods being terrible. And that's probably a point of emphasis from him, saying that we need to get better on the second periods. We need to get the puck out of our zone. We need to move our feet. And then Radek Foxa lays that kind of egg, like, terrible. And yeah, I enjoy the emotion from him.
Yeah, it's nice to see him come out and say stuff like that
distinctly.
Yeah, distinctly, like, show that, like, he's trying to get this team going. Like, everyone knows it now. But it didn't work. I mean, we went on through the second period the exact same way as it was before. It felt like nothing changed. It was very discouraging, and I'm sure it was not very fun for him either. So
yeah, slow, lazy, and sloppy, and bad defense is what it was too. Yeah. Like, it wasn't Stars hockey at all. It looked like we were trying to shoot and we were just throwing anything at the net, but then when we get in the defensive zone, we just aren't moving our feet at all. Yeah. So the second period kind of goes along the same way. And Columbus didn't play great tonight either, in my opinion. No. Like, if they were playing well, they would have had a goal at the end of the first period. They would have had at least two goals in the second period, and then they would have scored multiple times in the beginning of the third as well.
I mean,
but
yeah, for the amount of times that we hit the post tonight, I think they hit it just as much as we did. So they were missing just as much as we were, and they just got more in behind Holby.
Yeah, and had better chances than us too as well.
Well, honestly, I don't think they even had better chances. They were just able to put it on net when they got those chances.
Yeah.
Because, like, we had hitting four posts is just, like, that's so frustrating, especially from, like, a Stars fan point.
It's so Dallas Stars.
Yeah. It's, like, that's what our team stat is, like, our best stat. It's awful. Hitting posts, like, not fun.
So then we go on into the third, where Zach Werenski scores a goal in the third period. And honestly, that was a lucky goal. I mean, Sagan makes a good play on the puck. He stops the pass. Maybe you can maybe argue he gave him too much room, but he made the play on the puck, and it just got through. And it's not like it matters anyway. We were only able to score one goal at the end of the game. So I don't want to talk about
that
goal too much.
But really, that goal was the nail in the coffin for, I think, for me, definitely. Like, that went in, and I was done watching the game at that point.
Like, yeah, but it felt like there was no hope even at the 2-0 lead. Like, you
honestly,
know,
I felt like we were going back into the third period, me knowing that we're historically bad in second periods this season. I'm like, okay, maybe we can turn it back. Maybe. And then that goal goes in, and the second that goal goes in, I'm like, okay, that's it.
Yeah, but from the beginning of the third period, it didn't feel like a different period still. It still felt like the second period.
Yeah.
Honestly, because the same stuff, not moving your feet, getting the turnovers. And what's really frustrating is it's right after when we have a weekend off. We have a full weekend off. We get Klingberg back. We feel like we should be excited and ready to take down Columbus and get well above 500 instead of staying mediocre like we heard from Monty before he was fired, how we need to get rid of this culture of mediocrity, and it feels like that's not going away. That's a larger point that we don't need to get into until maybe after the recap. But anyway, we play the rest of the third period. Honestly, I still don't feel like we have many good chances in the third period either, up until we pull our goalie. We did well 6-on-5. So that's something to look for later on in the season, hopefully, whenever we're not down by 3 goals. Because we pull the goalie at, like, I think 4.5 minutes left. Yeah. And then about 2 minutes later, Sagan scores a goal off of a bounce from behind the boards, which is a really nice play. It was obviously done on purpose, so I really liked that play. But again, it's just too little too late, and you can tell that's exactly how Sagan felt about it. No celebration or anything. We just go straight to the dot. After that, we keep the goalie pulled to try and see what we can do, and there's only 2 minutes left, and then Columbus nets the empty netter to put us home.
Yep. That sums up the game. And honestly, the only positive thing I could pull out of this game, and it's not even that positive because we didn't score, was that our power play did look really good tonight. It looked really good. We
our penalty kill looked good too.
Well, our penalty kill has looked good.
Yeah.
But so I'm like expecting that. But our power play looked good tonight, and we still didn't score on it, which is like frustrating.
Yeah.
NFL fans, hungry for a big win this week? DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has got you covered. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. It's that simple. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, DraftKings won't leave you empty-handed. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes all season long with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Sports Contest. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use promo code THPN, bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game, and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win with the promo code THPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years of age or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
when you needed to. And I was going to get into stats, but let's just talk about it right now. And that's partly because of the shooting. Like, the Stars are probably one of the worst shooting teams in the league, and they have been for multiple years going.
Like the worst, third worst shooting percentage.
Yeah. So I saw a tweet before the game started about some guy talking about the difference between the Stars team that won the Western Conference when we had Lindy Ruff as the coach, and then our Stars team, like, kind of in the current age of the defensive mindset. And the shooting percentage is the big stat. So we're top five shooting percentage when we win the West, and we're bottom three now for the past 3 years at shooting percentage. And that's shots that go in that we've shot. And I feel like, especially I have talked about how the Stars are like the unluckiest team ever, and we get all these great chances and they just never go in. And that's sometimes true to a point, but a stat like that really opens my eyes and says they just need to be shooting better. Like, learn to shoot the puck good. And
you gotta hit the net.
Yeah. And especially tonight, it feels like there's no good shots. And like throughout this year, it feels like
all of our good shots go in. Yeah. And if they don't go in, they hit the post.
Yeah. And in that case, it's not a good shot. You missed.
Yeah.
You're missing that. So that's one of them. And then going back all the way 3 years back, I feel like that's kind of the start of, Dallas is a defensive juggernaut, you know, that kind of era. We always score with crap goals, you know? We're just like, get in front of the net, score with garbage. And like, we have skilled players. The players we have such great skill, and they just don't use it. Like, they'll get open, and then we have shots that fire right into the back glass. And I see that most often in the previous years with Ben not leaning on that wrister that we always talk about that he's so good with that he never uses, and he hasn't used it this season either. Just lean on your stick and wrist one by. Or with Hintz is notorious for this.
Yeah.
And Gurianov skating down the wing and then firing a shot as hard as they can into the back glass. It's ridiculous. Like, we have all these great chances, and they're squandered because we suck at shooting the puck. And that's shooting percentage stat shows me, that we just need to get better at shooting the puck. And that's how you score. That's execution, is shooting percentage. And it's not bad luck. It's we suck at shooting, and we need to get better at it.
Yeah. And it's crazy because Gurianov had 4 shots tonight, right? That doesn't include the post that he hit or the one where he hit the boards high over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he had basically 6 shots tonight, and the two best shot or chances that he had at scoring
weren't shots on goal. Nets.
Yeah.
And that can't happen. We have, like, we make the goalie look good tonight, but like you said, our best chances aren't hitting the net. So are we really making him look good, or are we just sucking?
I mean, Merzlikins did play. He played an outstanding game tonight. Like, I don't.
But
often,
even then, he made a couple really good saves. I'll give him that. He made a couple huge saves. But it wasn't like a Khudobin in the playoffs performance. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't steal the game. We played this game. I felt like the Stars lost it.
He didn't steal the game by far, but he played a very solid game. And honestly, it didn't feel like we were going to score on him. And we get that lucky empty netter goal on him off the backboards. Like, he was playing good. And most of the time, I really, when Stars get shut out, it's like, it really is most of the time for us. It's just, we just didn't get good chances. But he did play a good game tonight, I felt.
Yeah, I mean, he played good. I'm just not, a lot of times when you say the goalie did good, you just write the game off and be like, oh, the guy stood on his head, nothing we could do. And that's totally not the storyline that needs to be pushed on this game. The Stars had plenty of things that they could do to win this game that they just didn't. And let's get into some of them with the stat sheet. First is faceoff percentage, 50%.
I'm going to get mad about the faceoff percentage real quick. Because
no chance that should be 50%.
Because so after the first period, we were 60-40, right? After the second period, we were 60-40. We lost our 60-40 in the third period when we should have been pushing our hardest. Mm-hmm. Like, not we should be winning the faceoff percentage anyway, but if mm-hmm. you're down 2-0 going into the third
and then you lose that period.
Yeah. It, like, you can't do that.
Yeah. That's when you need the puck more. Exactly. And let's look at the main contributors to that faceoff percentage going down. For once, Glendinning is not one of them. Glendinning has a great night on the dot, 78%. Hopefully that's a corner turn for him at least. But again, we're going to pick on Foxa. Foxa, 40% on the faceoff circle. He's not allowed to do that. He's one of our bottom six guys who is known for having great prowess on the dot. He has to at least be above 50. Really, he needs to be at 60 for this team to do well. Jamie Benn sucks on the dot, 30%. Hint sucks, 25%. That's not as shocking because we know Hintz isn't the best faceoff guy, but Jamie Benn is definitely a great faceoff guy. Sagan has 50% as well. He should honestly have way more than that. He's a really good faceoff guy as well. So faceoff percentage, not good. Power play, we're 0 for 3. We already talked about our special teams. We thought the special teams did decent. The kill did great, obviously. Power play, couldn't find the net because of shooting. Hits, we have more hits because we're down.
Yeah.
We have more block shots. That's decent. And then the giveaways, that's ridiculous. There's no way there was only 10 giveaways in the game. That's bullcrap.
Welcome to the giveaway stat.
Yeah, exactly. So moving on to the next kind of topic, this is like the first game I feel like the Stars didn't get outstanding goaltending. Like, I didn't think Holtby did terrible, but the first goal, very savable. The second one, maybe not as much, but he seemed way out of position as well. The third one, I already said it was just fluky, but
yeah. I mean,
maybe we see Dobby on Wednesday. That was the question I was going to give you. No, go ahead, James.
I think we still put Holtby in net, but... You can't expect your goalie to play like Holtby has been the past four games. Like, there's mm-hmm. no chance he keeps up with that. They showed the save percentages before the game. He had a 946 on the season so far. There's no chance he keeps that up. No. And you got in when your goalie plays worse, you got to play better.
Yeah, and if you're expecting him to keep that up, you're insane. Yeah. you don't understand how the position works. But yeah, I totally agree with everything you said. You took the words right out of my mouth. I think Holtby still plays just because he's had a great season so far. He's played outstanding. There's no reason to doubt that he'll do that again.
Yeah, he's my number one till he has two bad games in a row. And I don't count this as a bad game either, really.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree with that. Two bad games in a row, and this one doesn't count. He lets in the second one, it was a turnover, and it was a decent shot too. The first one, I don't know. But the second and third, no way you can fully attribute it to him. But yeah, I totally agree with that. I had something else, but I don't remember what it is. Do you have anything you want to say before we close it out, James?
I think Glendinning really did play good tonight. I don't know if that's just because everything else looked not fun, but it was... It was really nice to see him play well tonight after him playing poorly for the past couple of games. So that was nice to see.
Yeah, and maybe again that's because he's on the penalty kill more as well. We saw him 333 on shorthanded time on ice, which is highest among forwards for the Stars, and he's done that very well, especially after the first couple of games that he played with us where he was very shaky. But I think him and Raffle are still doing their jobs well, doing a good job on the penalty and killing, being good defensive forwards, which we definitely have too many of since we can't score more than two goals in regulation, apparently.
Yeah.
I was going to get into what I remember what it was. It was a culture of mediocrity thing. And I think a game like this displays fully that culture is still kind of a haze over the Stars, because you're coming out of a big emotional win with the Kings where you know you have tons of stuff to work with to work on, but you got out of it, you stole one, you should be happy about that and be driven to take advantage of it and to play better next game and to treat it like you lost, and in your mental capacity, if you understand what I'm saying. You think about all the things you did wrong and you're super driven the next game to get those fixed. And it felt like we didn't get that at all from this Stars team. And they're fully rested. Yeah. No excuse in that department.
And it was interesting because they were talking about it on the broadcast that Bonus even got mad at them in practice the other night for not shooting. So this is something that he was focusing on the past, 3 days.
And not just not shooting, it's quality of shots, too, is what they said on that segment by, I think her name is Michelle. But I like that, too. It was the quality, like we were saying, the shot percentage of what's going in. It seemed like they were just throwing it at the middle of the net is pretty much what it sounded like. But keep going, James.
Yeah, no, that's pretty much it. He's focusing on something all week and then he notices it in game and it's still not happening. And that just makes it even more infuriating that he used to time out on that too. He was telling them in practice and then he told them in game and it still didn't happen.
Yeah, he challenged him in the middle of the game and no answer from him. And from a team that supposedly has amazing leadership and we're one of the oldest teams, that should be one of our strong suits is to respond to stuff like that. And no response at all. Not from anybody, really. After the first period, nobody really stood out to me offensively. So, I don't know. You got to figure it out as a team because being challenged like that by your coach multiple times from what we heard on broadcast and what we saw with the timeout and not responding to it in any way, that's a good way to be a terrible team. Like that's how you're going to do it the fastest. So we've got to figure that out. We have to have, I'll call on my friend Seth. We need to have a full practice of just shooting at targets, like a freaking skills competition. Just do that for 8 hours straight. Maybe that'll teach them something. But anyway, we'll wrap up this one. Stars lose a very... Oh, you got one more thing?
Wednesday game against Vegas starting at 7:30.
7:30. We finally don't have another 6 o'clock. I'm so tired of these 6 p.m. games, dude. I'm still doing stuff then. Anyway. Stars lose 4-1 on a very uneventful game. Like James said, we'll be back on Wednesday at 7:30. This has been Starcastic Remarks, official Dallas Stars podcast of THPN. Be sure to use that DraftKings promo code. Ryan should be back on Wednesday. We're not for sure. His band just went to state, so we're really excited about that for him. Good luck, Ryan. Good luck, Golden Crane Band. I think that's what the name is. Golden Cranes. I think that's what it is. Good luck, Golden Crane Band. On going to state and congratulations. Disappointing game, ruined my Monday. We'll catch you guys on the flip side. Peace out.